It's Tuesday, May 11th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. California Governor Gavin Newsom has expanded a drought emergency declaration to a large swath of the nation's most populated state. KUNR's Michelle Billman has the details.
Yesterday's declaration comes while there are acute water supply shortages in northern and central areas. It now covers 41 of the state's 58 counties, or 30% of California's nearly 40 million people. Last month, the governor declared an emergency in just two counties north of San Francisco. Newsom is preparing to propose more spending on both short and long-term responses to dry conditions. The U.S. Drought Monitor shows most of the state and a huge swath of the American West is in extensive drought. Michelle Billman, KUNR News.
At least one boat ramp at Lake Tahoe won't be open this summer due to low water levels caused by an unusually dry winter. The city of South Lake Tahoe announced the city's boat ramp at El Dorado Beach will remain closed to motorized boaters for the 2021 season. Non-motorized boats can access the lake at that ramp as long as they are cleaned, drained, and dry. Water level in the lake fluctuates from year to year depending on winter snowfall and snowpack. This winter, the Tahoe Basin received about half of normal levels of snow. More than 2 million COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered in Nevada. More than 47% of the state's population over 16 have received their first shot, and more than 36% have completed their vaccination. The vaccination rate statewide is still slowing down. On average, fewer than 14,000 shots have been administered daily over the last 2 weeks. For comparison, 25,000 shots were administered per day on average in mid-April. The state's test positivity rate, or the percentage of COVID-19 test results returning positive, is steadily declining. That rate is now 5.5%. It was around 5.9% in late April. Washoe County's test positivity rate is 5%. State officials are also reporting an average of 233 daily cases over the last 2 weeks. Washoe County officials are reporting 28 cases per day during that same time period. A rare but serious COVID-19-related condition has disproportionately affected Hispanic and Latino children around the nation and in our region. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
Hispanic or Latino kids made up nearly a third of the 74 children who were diagnosed with multisystem inflammatory syndrome, or MISC, in Utah. At the same time, only 14% of Utah's population is Hispanic or Latino. Similar disparities recently showed up in Idaho and nationally. Hispanic and Latino kids had a greater chance of getting the syndrome than any other group.
Those high rates don't surprise me.
Sam Bird directs the Center for Community and Justice in Boise, Idaho. He's been educating the Hispanic community there about the pandemic and benefits of the vaccine. But to track those efforts, he says this continued data is important.
I think it's the only way that we can make sure that we're achieving equitable distribution.
That is, equitable distribution of a vaccine that could likely prevent this potentially life-threatening side effect in children. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Millions of Californians would get tax rebates of up to $1,100 under a proposal unveiled by Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom. He's branding it as part of the state's response to the pandemic. Individuals and households making between $30,000 and $75,000 annually would get a $600 payment under Newsom's plan announced Monday. All households making up to $75,000 with at least one child, including immigrants who file taxes, would get an extra $500 payment. The payments are part of what Newsom is calling a $100 billion plan to boost the state's economic recovery. This plan comes as Newsom faces a recall election. Those are your morning news headlines for Tuesday, May 11th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.